When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
The governor's office is proposing a 75% tax hike on nicotine pouches. What concerns do you have about that tax increase?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, from a scientific perspective, when you look at a tax increase on something like nicotine pouches, you need to think about what the unintended consequences might be, right? And so with a state that has over 1.5 million people still smoking cigarettes, you know, and almost 25,000 deaths a year, you need to think about where you want to put your priorities, right? And so if you make something like a nicotine pouch, what the FDA has said is appropriate for the protection of public health, has lower health risk than continued smoking. When you want to make that more expensive, you have to think about what that's going to do to people who are still smoking cigarettes, right? Are they going to be able to make that switch to something less harmful like a nicotine pouch if the costs are prohibitively high? And adding a 75% tax, you know, kind of props up the cigarette market and lowers, you know, the incentive for people to move for a better alternative.
What are some of the dangers of the price being too high for nicotine patches, the 75% tax hike on the nicotine patches?
So, I mean, I think, you know, nicotine pouches, while new to a lot of people, have already been on the market for 11 years here in the United States. And millions of people have used them to move away from things like cigarettes or smokeless tobacco. And doing that sort of change, moving down that continuum of risk away from the most harmful way to get nicotine, cigarettes, to, you know, a much less risky way to get nicotine, like a nicotine pouch, you're taking away that incentive, right? We want to see fewer people smoking, right? I think everyone agrees that we want to see fewer people smoking in New York and fewer people dying from smoking in New York. Everyone agrees on that. It's a huge cost to the state, not only in lives lost, but also, you know, we're talking $7 billion a year in Medicaid costs just to care for people who are still smoking cigarettes. So if you're going to jack up the prices on nicotine pouches hugely with the 75% tax, you're doing nothing to address, you know, those over 25,000 deaths a year, the $7 billion that healthcare costs to take care of people who are still smoking. You're just going to prop up those costs and those loss of lives. But if you have sort of a risk-based taxation, that is, you tax the most harmful products, in this case cigarettes, at the highest rate, you tax something that the FDA has authorized as appropriate for the protection of public health, like a nicotine pouch, at a much, much lower rate, you know, then you can start to drive that behavior change and really, really see some public health benefits in the state.
What in your mind is an alternative to this 75% hike on the price of nicotine pouches?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of alternatives, right? And so when you talk about a tax like the one proposed, the 75%, so what this does is, you know, products like our nicotine pouch Zyn has gone through FDA authorization. It is the first nicotine pouch to ever receive that. It was done during the end of the Biden administration. You know, there are significant investments required in order to get that authorization. 25 million products have applied. Only 87 have ever gotten it. So a product like ours, you know, is a little bit higher cost because of all the scientific work we did on the front end, all the regulatory things we have to keep up with the Food and Drug Administration. So 75% is going to be, you know, a lot to add to the cost of our product. Now, if you have another person who comes in, they don't care about FDA authorization. they're going to sell the product for a dollar to whoever they can and get in and make some money quick, they're actually being taxed less. So you're creating sort of a race to the bottom when you have this percentage tax. You know, there are other models that are out there that a lot of other states are doing, which is sort of a unit-based taxation rather than a percentage of the wholesale cost. Say, you know, you add 20 cents to a can or a dollar to a can, something like that, right? That's a lot easier to keep track of. And it also is a level playing field, right? Everyone is going to pay the same tax, and it's easier to keep track of for the state. When it comes to something like nicotine pouches in the state and this tax that they've proposed, you hear about the dollars it'll raise. You don't hear about the fact that those 1.5 million smokers in the state are still there, or that many of them are dying, or that these products could really be an off-ramp for all those people who are smoking. So when you're looking at tax policy for these products, we really need to think about that taxing proportionate to risk and keeping it at the unit level so that those products which have received FDA authorization, those products that have responsible marketing, that do their best to keep these products out of the hands of youth, you know, that we prioritize getting the public health of New Yorkers who smoke to where we want it to be, because I think that's where we really think public policy should go. And the 75% tax, I think the conversations are ongoing about moving to a unit tax that could really benefit health, that could reduce illicit markets, right? Because that 75% tax could increase the black market for these products, which would only, black market doesn't card when they're trying to sell this product to someone. So really taking a harder look at this tax to do what's best for the people of New York, for do what's best for people who smoke in the state, and really, you know, ensuring that New Yorkers go on to lead healthier lives.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Hey gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are gonna move. We are gonna answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.